Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we are going to be talking about kids in the kitchen. And, you know, as you look back, grandmas, moms, dads, whoever's listening, are there any pleasant memories you have of cooking in the kitchen when you, especially when you were little? Maybe it got to be a job and you're thinking, oh, I don't really like to do that anymore. Or you have other things that you would rather do. Well, think back to those times when it was sort of new and you were learning lots of things. Sometimes those things that you did then, or maybe it's family gatherings in the kitchen at holidays, or you know, sometimes it's just a good time to get to visit with folks, whether it's your peers or your kids. Kids in the kitchen are a wonderful opportunity, and we're going to provide that for you with the Leopold Grant, the Iowa State University Leopold Grant. Emily Kringle, Margaret Henderson, and I have been doing a couple of workshops with families, and we have another two coming up, but we need to get folks registered so we make sure we have plenty of food and plenty of activities for everyone. So the first one is right away. So again, if it's grandma or mom or just a friend, you can pass this information on. First one is this Saturday, 11 to 1. And the second one is the following Sunday, the 22nd, 3 to 5. So think about those times. That means that when you're cooking, you also get to eat. So again, this Saturday, the 14th, 11 to 1. And then Sunday, the 22nd, 3 to 5. The topic this Saturday will be super soups, easy stuff to make, things that you can make ahead, things you can make for leftovers, and easy, fast. That's kind of what a lot of us are looking for. Plus, we're going to do bread in a bag. Now, bread in a bag is a yeast bread that you do all the messy stuff, the mixing up, the kneading, and so on is done in a gallon plastic Ziploc bag. And then it goes into the pan to bake, and you've got this yummy bread. And what's better than homemade bread out of the oven? Well, you can do this as a family, or you can do it just the kids. When they get a little older, they can do it all by themselves. So bread in a bag. And then on Sunday, the 22nd, it's going to be super pizza. Make your own pizza, plus a little pizza dessert also. Fun things to do, and maybe just picking up a few ideas, and we'll have lots of recipes to give away. Now, there is a fee of $5 per family to help pay for the food, but remember, you get to eat your noon meal on this coming Saturday and your evening meal on the Sunday. You can register for that by calling me, and you could leave a note at KJN if you want to, or you can call me on my cell phone, which is, think about this is easy to remember, 254-2254. The same number again, 254-2254. And let us know so we make sure we have plenty of food and handouts and all that kind of great stuff. Now, I want to talk a little more about kids in the kitchen, because kids can start pretty young being helpful, not just getting in the way, but being helpful in the kitchen. And I think most parents and grandparents are aware of the kind of the safety issues. And, you know, I almost forgot. I need to back up a minute, and then I'll remind you of this again. This is for an adult, a family, adult, and elementary age children. So I'll remind you of that again. But saying elementary, you know, how soon can kids really help in the kitchen? And they may sort of take more of your time, even though they're helping. Sometimes help takes more time. And then as they get older, they actually can pick up a lot of the work, the time that you might spend. They could really be positive with that. But again, remember the positive things that comes out of this, a time to be with your kids. You don't have to go spend a lot of money on going to something, a park or whatever. Sometimes just staying at home and cooking together is one of the things that kids remember. So could a two-year-old help in the kitchen? Yeah, they can. If they'd like to get in there and do a few things, remember that what their abilities at that age is that they're large motor skills, their arm movements and so on are done easily, but not so much their little fingers. So these need to be things that they don't need lots of motor skills for, but they certainly could wash fruits and vegetables. They could probably help wipe off tables and counters and have a great time doing that. They could tear lettuce and greens up for you. That takes a little more skill. And with a little guidance, they probably can pour ingredients that have been already measured, especially if it's a bigger bowl that's going into, they can do that. If it's some food that it's okay to do this, they could use their hands to mix up ingredients. Which reminds me, I have a neat little cookie candy recipe that they just love because it's squishing everything through their fingers. So 2 years old, yeah, remember it's the large motor skills that they're working on. 3 year olds, they're beginning to get a few more fine motor movements and have a little more control over their hands and arms. This is a time when they could use plastic, even a plastic knife, to cut soft fruits and vegetables. And would you believe a 3 year old would have a great time kneading and shaping bread dough? Yep, they'd love that. They could combine wet and dry ingredients using a larger spoon or a whisk. And again, probably a pretty good sized bowl so they didn't have to worry about getting it out over the edge. They could even pour liquids into containers that have large openings. And they might be able to use pictures to prepare, you know, use picture recipes to prepare a food from beginning to end, depending on what it is. So they have lots of skills. 4 and 5 year olds, of course, have more fine motor movement and can use their smaller muscles in their fingers. So they could maybe peel eggs, maybe peel fruits. They could certainly set the table. Little instruction needed there of where things go, but they certainly can do that and love to do that. They could use liquid measuring cups marked the correct amount. You might need to use a marker on some of those measuring cups for liquid measuring cups. They could use an apple slicer core. They could use a vegetable peeler. Yeah, this is 4 and 5. No problem using vegetable peelers. And they could cut ingredients with a plastic serrated knife, maybe even a small paring knife. And then the skills just continue as they get a little older. Again, 4 and 5 year olds could beat eggs. They could mash soft fruits and vegetables. Lots of things they could do. 6 and 8 year olds, well, they can get used to those recipes. They can probably read most of the ingredients, especially some recipe they're used to. So they could gather all the ingredients together. They can do measuring. They can open cans. They're getting quite skilled. And then as we get to those 9 to 12-year olds, they certainly can operate the microwave oven. Now, I know that younger kids know how to do that, but you probably need to make sure that they need to have an adult in the kitchen to do that. As they get a little older, they can use that microwave oven. They can use blenders. They can use the oven. You need to kind of see what responsibilities your child can take on. But those responsibilities just grow, and they get so much satisfaction out of what they can accomplish. For example, the bread in the bag activity, we started a long time ago doing those in schools with fourth graders, teachers in, I think, both Ottoman and Exira, some in Atlantic, and Mary Otmar helped to carry those on in Audubon County. One of the best things that came out of that, lots of good information and lots of teamwork and knowing how to measure and do a little bit of figuring and learning about nutrition and so on. But the best thing that came out of it, I think, was the sense of satisfaction that those kids got when they got that bread all done and their families got to eat it. They got to eat it. And many of those children, fourth graders, had not had the opportunity to make something, to cook something, bake something, and see the finished product, something that they had basically done pretty much on their own. And that satisfaction was really a great part of that. So kids do, you know, get a lot of satisfaction out of those cooking abilities. And what's more, they probably very likely will eat things they would never eat otherwise. When they get to cook it, they take ownership and they think it is great. So remember the kids in the kitchen making memories this Saturday, the 14th, and Sunday, the 22nd. Give me a call and we'll get you registered. 254-2254. That's my promotion for today. Hope to see you if you have an elementary age child that you would like to cook with. And until next time, life might not be the party we had hoped for, but we're here, so we might as well dance.